5th of December 2020, the long road to Bethlehem, the birth of the Lord is already near. First to hear from Galatians 4:4. But when the completion of the time came, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born a subject of the law to redeem the subjects of the law, so that we could receive adoption as sons. The archangel Gabriel appeared to the Virgin Mary Nazareth, and it was a most important hour in the history of salvation. God's love chose the person from among these people to whom he wanted to entrust his son. It was a woman who, as we know for certain from the teaching of the Catholic Church, was kept free from original sin. While Eve allowed herself to be seduced into disobedience, Mary gave God all her trust and the answer of love, which completely releases God's actions on us. Her yes to the will of God meant becoming the mother of the Son of God. So we hear in Luke 1:30 to 35, the angel said to her, Mary, do not be afraid. You have won God's favor. Look, you are to conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you must name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his reign will have no end. Mary said to the angel, But how can this come about, since I have no knowledge of man? The angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will cover you with its shadow. And so the child will be holy and will be called Son of God.
Neti meas Maria, invenisti gratiam apoto minum, ecce concipies et paries filium, alleluia.
Let these wonderful words deeply sink into ourselves. God takes a person so much into his plan of salvation that he makes Mary the mother of his son, who is then born in Bethlehem. What grace and closeness the Lord gives us. And what a wonderful response of Mary, whom God calls to be the true mother of all believers. We have now come very close to Bethlehem with Mary and Jesus, who are entrusted to the just Joseph. It rests still the time it takes for a child to be born in the womb of a woman. From the testimony of the scriptures, we learn that the Virgin Mary had an encounter with her bais, Elizabeth, who carried John the Baptist under her heart. She testifies with joy and the Holy Spirit. Of all women, you are the most blessed, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why should I be honored with a visit from the mother of my Lord? Look, the moment your greeting reached my ears, the child in my womb leapt for joy. Yes, blessed is she who believed that the promise made her by the Lord would be fulfilled. And Mary rejoices. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, because he has looked upon the humiliation of his servant. Yes, from now onwards all generations will call me blessed, for the Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name.
Magnifica. Anima mea Domino,
et exultavit spiritus meus, in Deus salutari meo,
quia respexit humilitatem ansile suae. Senim ex hoc beata medicent omnes generationes.
Quia fecit mi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius.
Soon afterwards, Mary and Joseph set off for Bethlehem. We hear the famous words of the Gospel in Luke 2, 1-5. Now it happened that at this time Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be made of the whole inhabited world. This census, the first, took place while Quirinius was the governor of Syria, and everyone went to be registered, each to his town. So Joseph set out from the town of Nazareth in Galilee, for Judea, to David's town called Bethlehem, since he was of David's house and line, in order to be registered together with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. With this immediate outlook on the birth of the Lord, we conclude the first week of Advent, and then return to a closer look at the birth just before Christmas, when the Holy Family was already arrived and is looking for shelter. Before that, during the coming week, we contemplate the birth of the Lord within ourselves. On Sunday, we will first give a talk in YouTube, and then during the week, we'll go deeper with the daily reflections. And please do not forget the Christmas concert of Harper Day on Christmas Eve.
Mirad el grande Rey del Cielo, viene el Cordero de Dios que quita el pecado del mundo. Mirad la esposa que viene, salid a su encuentro. Del grande. viene, salid a su encuentro. Aleluya.